Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. Oh my God, wasn't she great? I've never spoken with her before. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from Madison. That was really cool. And so thank you so much to her and to the DNC and the Democratic Mayors Association for putting that together. They did that, and it was really, that was cool. I hope to talk to her again soon. I hope you guys tell me what you think. Comment and engage with us on all of our socials. But that was neat. So again, many thanks to her. And so this last segment is kind of like Mark's musings. And so I apologize that this subject is going to be what it is, but we're going to switch gears a little bit. And sometimes some of my musings are doom and gloom and dark, but I try not to, but I have to talk about something. So on Monday, my wife put our kids down for a nap, and we live across the street from their school, and the school has been undergoing this multi-million dollar renovation throughout the summer. It's been really cool to see. It's like the school is like blossoming like a flower. It was a one story little, you know, school thing, and now it's got this big glass entryway, and it's modern, and it's got a different playground for the 4K. It's so cool what they're doing. And but on Monday, my wife put the kids down for a nap, including the 7-year-old who is currently in the other room listening to Dad meander and all that. But they put him down. She put him down for a nap. And as she was coming down, and he's going to be a first grader next week, she was coming down the stairs, and she started to hear the school's alarm going off, and it was just blaring. You know, there's no one there now. It's empty. But it was the alarm that the school would be sounding if there was an intruder or, you know, God forbid, the unthinkable was happening. I can't even bring myself to say it. And she sent me a video of the alarm, you know, and it could be so clearly heard across the street, even through shut doors and windows. And there was, you know, the principal was on the loudspeaker recording saying this is a code red and all. It's just graphic. And when I came home, we kind of talked about that, and she reflected on the other drills that the school students have. And, you know that there's a tornado drill, and during that it's bright blue skies and the tornado drill happens and you know they're fine. And then once a month they're required to do a fire drill, and the kids come out and they, you know, they're laughing, and you know the teachers are herding their cats, and you know that they're okay. But when this drill happens, the kids don't come outside, and you know you don't know what's going on. You can kind of just breathe and try to shut that, you know, that little gnat in your ear up that's telling you that something is wrong. And you just hope that in a few hours you can walk across the street, pick up your kid and give him a hug and, you know, and hold their hand as they come home because they're okay. And so last year I asked my son, who was 6, you know, what happened during that drill. And keep in mind, you know, like when I did the drill, it was shortly after Columbine when I was in high school. And so it was like, this is not going to happen. All we do is shut the lights off. And the teacher is like, shut up. And you just be quiet until the all clear comes. And like, you know, the code word for this is like the principal coming on the loudspeaker saying, would Mr. Locker please come to the office? And it's like, oh God, Mr. Locker, you know? And so it's like, it was not anything that was really, you know, it wasn't going to happen. And my, how that has changed. And my son was telling me, oh, well, what they had to do was, they were supposed to, and they being a classroom full of 6 and 7-year-old children, they were tasked to grab something that they could throw at someone. And they were supposed to huddle in the corner of the room, and God forbid if the angel of death opened that door, they had to throw what was ever in their hand at them. If a man was hell-bent on delivering the unthinkable, these 23, 6- and 7-year-olds had the impossible task of fending off the devil himself. We, as a society, cannot get our act together dealing with guns and the great debate that we have in our society and in our country. We can't bring ourselves to find it within us to do the right thing. And so what we have done is we have passed that responsibility of protecting our children, and we have placed that responsibility directly on the shoulders of the children themselves. Grab a stapler, grab your binder, because if that person comes in, we have to throw it at them. Guys, come on. And then we have GOP officials who say with a straight face that the only way to solve this problem of guns in our school is to put more guns in the school. What? Give that little Fran lady who's sitting at the front desk a rifle, a pistol, whatever. Really? That's what we're saying. The answer is to give our teachers and administrators and hall monitors more weapons, because that's going to solve it. You know, like, adolescence is a confusing and a treacherous journey filled with judgment and chaos and trying to figure out who you are and who you want to be and what you want to be. And schools, like homes, should be sanctuaries where they can, as Miss Frizzle said, take chances, make mistakes, get messy, where they can figure out life and come into their own. It shouldn't be a target for evil. As our kids are going back to school, think about that. How we have to protect the most precious asset that we have and keep them safe and keep them thriving. That's what I got this week. We have to make sure that no one, nothing, no evil act can extinguish the flame that they have. So think about that as we go into November. That's important. And thank you all once again for hanging out with us on this lovely episode of The Rational Revolution. I am Mark Becker. Thank you so much for Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway for her time. And thank you all, as always, for hanging out with us on The Rational Revolution. We'll see you next week.